We're up to the pasuk of Shabchi Yushalayim Es Hashem. Yushalayim should be Meshabeach Hashem. Hallelujah, praise Elikaich Tzion, Yer Hashem Tzion. The Mefarshim explain that Yushalayim has a greater obligation to praise Hashem because it's closer to Hashem. It realizes more the nisim that Hashem does. And the more that a person realizes it, the more it obligates a person to articulate. And the Avigdor Miller says that Shabchi refers to the articulation. The words that they say, everybody says a different amount. Hali is the emotion. So sigh in their articulation and what they say and sigh how they say it. Since they realize it more and they get more of the kol tov la'asalavi that we're going to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we're going to have to say more than the rest of the world the praises of Hashem in our articulation and with the emotion that we say it. Elikayich Tzion, the Malbim says we say Elikayich because it's the Hashkacha Pratis that Klai Yisrael has more than everybody else that obligates them to have this extra praise for Hashem. Tzion usually refers to Yerushalayim. The Mefarshim over here say maybe it refers to Yer David, like the royal palace that was a fortification, the washing for the entire Yerushalayim. Now we say Es Hashem. Why do we say Es Hashem? Why do we say Shabchi Yushalayim Hashem? So the Rekeach says it's for two reasons. Number one, it's to tell you that even in Yushalayim, they say Es Hashem, they don't say Hashem's name, but it's the Tavol to Hashem, so to speak, meaning that we say the Kinoy of Hashem. We don't say it the way it's written, like they say in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Beis HaMikdosh, they say the Shem of Hashem, of Yod, then Hey. They say that name of Hashem the way it's written, but in the rest of the world they don't, that includes Yerushalayim. So even Yerushalayim is only Es Hashem, it's not Hashem itself, but it's pronounced Aleph Dalet. Then the other thing he says is that whenever Mishabech Hashem, we follow the Torah and the Navi, that it's Mishabech, the Torah and Klal Yisrael as well. And that's what Es Hashem comes to include. We find, so says the Rekech, that's what Es Hashem is. That we together with Hashem and Mishabech, the Torah of Hashem and the Am Hashem. And that's what the Es Hashem is coming to include. Ki chizayik. Because Hashem made strong, b'richei sharayich, the beams of your gates. Berach, it's bench b'nayich, your children b'kirbech in your midst. So the Alashach asks, that the Navi tells us that Allah, which is Pesukim are talking about, the walls of the door, the gates of Yerushalayim will be open and they won't close. Won't be closed. So how is it that the pasuk says ki hizak briche sharoich, that it's strengthened the bars of your gates? If the gates aren't being closed, what does it mean they're being strengthened? And what is the use of having strong bars? So the Alshik says that what it means is that the Navi tells us that Hashem says in the other chaim is eish shaviv. Hashem is going to be a chaim of eish surrounding Yerushalayim, and this chaim of eish protecting Klal Yisrael around Yerushalayim is stronger than any other protection. And doesn't literally mean the bars, but the Chometz Eish will be in place of bars, and this will last us instead of the bars. And Ashok says that's the end of the pasuk, and the continuation of the next pasuk, Berach Benach Bekirbech, that you think there's a Chometz Eish solving, so it's not a healthy environment. People wouldn't be healthy, they wouldn't reproduce, they wouldn't live long. And then we say, no, don't worry, Berach Benach Bekirbech, Chel Chadichit Miasbiach, later in the next pasuk, that the crops will go well, the people will live well, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a Chaim HaSeish Saviv. Now, with what are we zeichek to kikirech kichizak b'richei sharoich? So the Yavetz and others say, sharoich refers to the shiorim and mitzionim ba'alocha, the shari Torah, and baruch b'naich b'kirbech, they say it refers to, I think of b'naich al b'naich, the loim day Torah, that the shmir will come, as the Chazal tell us, maninu turkarto, the watches of the city, is the Tamid HaChachamim. They're the ones that watch the city. They're the protection of the city. They're the fortification of the city. And that's what will be Klal Yisrael's protection, even though the Chomis will be wide open, the Sharm will be wide open, but they'll be protected because they have the Torah. And with the Torah, that will be the protection that Klal Yisrael has. Now the Rekeach says that Berach B'nach B'kirbech is an continuation of the protection, because there's two ways for a city to be strong. It can be strong because it has strong walls, and because it has a multitude of strong people in it. And that's what we're saying, Berich Banach Bekirbech, that not only will have strong walls, but the Am of Yerushalayim, the nation of Yerushalayim, will be a strong nation. They'll be big and a strong nation, and therefore for two reasons they'll be protected and safe. And Chitzichuk explains that in order for to any civilization to have peace and tranquility, it needs two things. To be prosperous, it needs two things. It needs peace from the outside, from the Shechinim, that they shouldn't fight it. And number two, it has to be a good economy. People have to be healthy. It has to have internal good in the internal affairs. So that's what we say in this pasuk and the next pasuk. Ki chizak b'richei sharayich, that Hashem made safe from the enemies, and the next pasuk has some gemulik shalom, that Hashem gave it peace. So from the external affairs, there's no wars, no one's attacking it, and it's safe. And the second half of this pasuk, the next pasuk is that it will be prosperous in the its growth, and there will be healthy civilization and a good economy, and with that there'll be tranquility from in all ways. And that's the Berich Banach Bekirbech, that they'll have many and healthy children, and they'll have much to eat. Now the next pasuk says, Hasam Gvulech Shalom. Hashem gives the boundary shalom. So the Mefarshim explain that when wars come, people understand that Hashem protects them in Derech Neis, that they have to thank Hashem for protecting them from the enemies. But when war doesn't come, we tend to forget that maybe it's Hashem that's making it that the enemies don't attack us. That Hashem saving us even from not being attacked by the enemies. And that's what we have to thank Hashem for also. The fact that He makes the borders peaceful. Because the borders is where war happens. And Hashem makes it that the wars don't happen. You don't have to go to war to win it. But it's peaceful. That also we need to remember to thank Hashem even when everything's going good. Chelev chitim yasbiach, and Hashem will give you the fat, the cream of the chitim he'll make you full with. Now seemingly, what's the connection of these two brachas that are put together in the same pasuk to each other? So there's a Gemara. In Balmetzia Dachna Tess, that the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda L'Ambiye, Adam Zar B'Tvua B'Tech Beisei, a person should always be careful with Tvua in his house, Shem Arivim B'Tzia B'Tech Beisei, Shal Adam, because fight is not found in the house of a person, El Aliske Tvua only because of Tvua, that's missing, Shanem Asam Gvulach Shalim, Chelav Chitim Yazbiyech. So the morale explains what it's saying is you're able to have shalom because you have chel chitim, because you have food. Because if you're not have food, even if the enemies aren't attacking, you will not have peace. And that's the continuation of the pasuk, that there's able to be peace within you, not only for the enemies, but a real peace, peace within as well, because you have enough food. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Papa Hainad Ami Inshi. This is what people say, Kemishalom Sari Mikado, when the food, the barley gets used up from the jug, Noksh V'Asi Tigra Mebesa. It comes knocking, fights in the house. So Rav Saiver asks, what are a papa had? The Hainad Ami Inshi. That's the chur exactly who they said, Dashin from the Pasuk. What was he adding with his Hainad Ami Inshi? So Rav Saiver says, and he says a new taich in this Pasuk, it's a little bit Derech Josh, but he says a new taich in this Pasuk, which is an important lesson in life. And he says that every single person in the world has what they consider, what they'll bend from their ways for. They have a gvul to what they consider that themselves normal, to what extent. Meaning, there's some people that they're normal people and they only do normal things, but sometimes their taiva overrides them. And for some taiva, says the Chasam Sofer, they'll do something crazy for their taivas. You can have people that can wait hours in line, Matzi Pesach, to get a pie of pizza. They can make themselves crazy in the cold, in the wet, in the snow. For a taiva, whatever it is, people do retarded things that they're driven to by their taiva. COVID, we see Maisim B'chol Yoyim, people can make themselves the biggest fools out of themselves because they have a dimming in their minds that they might get a little COVID, they might come Secretary of State, they can get some COVID, and they're willing to make fools out of themselves in front of the whole world. Some people, because of Aisha, to make wealth, to acquire wealth, to attain wealth, to make a fool out of themselves. So everybody has a gvul, says the Chasam Sofer, to where he is himself. He's himself, as long as he's in charge of himself, as long as he doesn't let something else take him over to... So says the Chasam Sofer, that by an Oved Hashem will not go out of his mind, will not do anything crazy. Not for Taiva, not for Kavod, not for Aisha, none of these things play a role by him. David HaMelech says, there's one thing in the world that I'm willing to act crazy for, to be considered a Shaita for. That is Laman HaShalom. Laman HaShalom, I'll make a fool out of myself in order that there should be Shalom. That's what David says. Hasam Gulek Shalom. Make a fool out of you. I'm willing to make vul myself is shalom. When it comes to shalom, at that point, I'm not willing to stay in myself. I'm going to go beyond my giant boundary. My gvul to where my sanity is, to where I act like myself is, the gvul for that is shalom. And when it comes to shalom, I'm willing to go past it. So the mida keneged mida of that is chil of chitim yasbiach. That's what Rapapa was saying. The ami inshi, in a natural state, in a natural environment, if somebody does not have money, there's automatically being machlekes in his house. But somebody who's willing to make a fool out of himself, Laman HaShalom, that person, Mida Keneged Mida, even if he doesn't have Parnasa, Hashem will make it that there'll be Shalom B'tach Beis. That's what Rabbi says, Hanad Amenshi. In the human way, there's no way for somebody that doesn't have Parnasa to have Shalom in his house. But somebody that has the schus that he makes Shalom and he goes out of his way for Shalom, that person has some gvul of Shalom, he puts the gvul of himself for Shalom and he's willing to go out of the norm for Shalom. That person, Chel Chitim Yazbiach, even if he only has the cream of the wheat, he doesn't have real food, he'll come full from it, he'll be sustained from it, and he'll always have shalom in his house. Hashaleach, Hashem sends Imros Eoretz, his word to the ground. Meaning, Amahir Yarts Devari, very quick. It runs the Dvar Hashem, which refers to the rain and to the lightning that Hashem sends to the ground, and it comes very quick. And see, Chitzchak explains that don't say that how could the Gula come, the Gula that we're being told about, the Chayra, it doesn't look like it's coming at all. How could it come in a moment? And that we say, just like the rain and the lightning, they travel at a quick speed, it travels at the speed of light, the lightning. I'm a hairy yard, Dvar Hashem runs very quickly. So too the Gula Asida will come very quickly. Hanois and Shelig Katsomer, Hashem who puts snow like wool. And the Mefarshim explained the reason that the snow is compared to wool is because the Gemara tells us that the snow is good for a mountain, like many times more of rain. Because the snow stays on the mountain and it stays on the mountain from all sides. The water would run down the mountain, it wouldn't stay on it, but the snow, similar to a wool that surrounds the sheep at all parts, the snow surrounds the mountain from all sides and stays on it for long periods of time. And therefore, it gives water to the ground for a long time. And that's what we say, a nice and shalik at summer, that the shalik stays on the ground for a while and it ramps it up at all parts. And by thus, it gives water nutrition to the ground and all the parts of it, just like summer fully protects the sheep. Kifar, the frost, ke'efer, ka'ofer, like ashes, if azar, Hashem spreads out. Mashach karchi kefita, but Hashem sends his ice, like little pieces, like by a minch, we say kefitim, it's pita size of pitim, lefnei karosei, before the cold of Hashem, mi'amoid, who is able to stand. So, before we explain these psukim, the reason why we're saying this, the Mefarshim explain, is because of two important lessons. Shalom Shalom says that we're telling you that just like the water and the snow and the ice, they're really one. There's one yisayit to all of them. There's one shayrish to all these things. They're all water, and it turns into different forms to do the ratzon of Hashem. So to a person, even though he has different tendencies, he's a mefater, mevater, he's a kamtzin, he's a kayas, or he's a quiet person, he's a still nature, somebody's a loud nature. Every person has different tendencies. So a person can think, I'll only serve Hashem when I can do it within my natural way of acting. And if not, it will be somebody else's achrayus to do that. And now we tell the person, no. A person has to serve Hashem in every way possible. He has to learn from the water that it turns into all different forms, to snow, to ice, to frost. In order to serve Hashem, so too the person has to change himself. He has to change his tendencies, his natures. He has to change himself and form himself. Like the water forms itself to be mekayim the Dvar Hashem in different forms, so too the person has to form himself in different forms to be mekayim the Dvar Hashem. Now we say in this pasuk, l'fnei karosei miyamot. So the question is asked by the Rishonim, the really the Rekech, Bavarn's this question. He says a tarot to this question, we'll get to soon. But ask the Beni Achrayna, but the Rishonim Bavarn, that the Gemara in Brak Subas, Daf Lamed, says, I call me Deshamayim, Chutz Mitzanim and Pachim, Shanama Tzanim Pachim, Tzinim Pachim, Bederach Ikesh, Shemin Afshi Yachik Beham, that a person can save himself from cold. I tell you, it springs down over there from the Medrash, that the Medrash says, Amay Atinus, the Rabbi told him, Atinus, Tzolilei, Davim for me. Amay Rachmana Shizlach, Mitzinsa, Hashem should save me from cold. Amay Le Dot, Tzolaisi, this is a cold, this is a Tfilah. Hayitza Chad Kisa, Mitzinta Ozla. Apply an extra cold and the cold will go away. Amay Tirzov Mesharvi, you should be saved from the sun. Amay Kadot Tzolaisa. This is good bracha. No one could hide from the sun. So we see that Antoninus told Rabbi, and it seems like Rabbi agreed that people could survive the cold. So what are we saying that if they karosim yamid, who could stand in front of the cold of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Radak says it means without coats, and Hashem gave us clothing, the ability to protect ourselves from the coats. That's the Radak start to this question. The Rekech says, he brings a Gemara in Brachis, Daf Nechasson and Beis in Aroi, that the Gemara says, Shemol Ramik Siv, Oysa Eish Ksil V'chima V'ksil, Oysa Chima V'ksil, Hakeitzad, El Molechema Shal Ksil, if not for the heat of the Ksil, the star Ksil, and the sky of the Tzimah Shal Kima, the world wouldn't be able to survive because of the tzina of kima. V'amol etzina shal kima v'niskayim olam b'nei chema shal ksil. And if not for the coldness of kima, the world wouldn't survive because of the heat of ksil. The kasha of the Gemara was that we put in reverse order which one's first and which one's second. So we said that they're both equal because they're both needed to balance out the other one. That ksil is in charge in the Maisachama. And therefore, the Pasuk puts the first in that season, as Rashi explains. And Kima has to cool down the world in those months. And the Kima, with the Mazel of, is in charge in the winter. It will be very cold, if not for the fact that the Ksil is also there warming it up. So says the Rekech, that's what we mean when we say, L'fnei karosi miyamot. Without the karosi, in its natural way, then no one will be able to survive. But Hashem gave the balance to it. Ksil and Kima, they equal out each other. That they make that the heat doesn't get too hot and the cold doesn't get too cold. And with that, people are able to survive. Now the Rishonim say that we say that Karos and the Yamid, that's a car for each and every person. Meaning Hashem makes a person be able to survive according to what he is. The Amid doesn't have as much clothing. Hashem allows, it gives him more ability to be able to survive the cold in the Asher, to be able to naturally fight the cold in the Asher, who was able to be in a warm house with many clothing. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky used to say that he was a very sick and weak person. He used to suffer a lot from colds. He was sent to Siberia without a coat where it's freezing. And he davened to Hashem, that Hashem over here, I have no way to protect myself from the cold. Please Hashem, protect me from the cold. And the entire time he was in Siberia, he never got sick from the cold. This is what the Rishonim tell us, Hashem gives the call of Yaakov Echod, that each person has the ability in themselves to fight the cold according to the way they are, according to their needs. Hashem makes them feel the cold to different extents, depending on what they need. The Siach Yitzchak learns his psukim as a marshal, doesn't mean literally, but he says what it's talking about is that just like the continuation of the way he learned the previous psukim, that just like the person that comes from far who doesn't, and he sees the freezing cold and the snow, and he thinks, oh no, this is going to cause a disaster. The snow, the world's ruined forever, and nothing will ever grow from here again, and it's so cold, everything must have died. And nothing will happen, and the last Pesukim will say later on, the sun will come out and it will melt everything, and out will come so much vegetation and life, because there was so much water in this ground. And he didn't realize that it was for the good of the place, and it caused that more life should grow out. So too, and he doesn't understand how people survive the cold because he's never seen it before. So too, when people see Golos, they'll say, oh, Kaisos and Golos, and it's so bad and it's destroyed and nothing will ever come out for it. But they don't realize that through the Golos it will bring to the Kaisos coming alive again, sprouting forth new life, and it will bring the ultimate Gula, and it will come much better, just like the crops that come out after the long winter season. Reb Shimon Schwab explains another reason why we talk about all these things that Hashem makes from the water, from the snow, from the ice. Because the later Pesukim are going to say, Magid Bar Vliak and Chukom Mishpat Yisrael. So we're giving a marshal that the snow and the ice, if it would come down as one big chunk, it would hit something on the head, it would destroy the world, it would destroy houses and everything. That's why he said Hashem made it call for your father, the frost, he made it spread out like ashes. And the ice, we said, kefitim like little crumbs. So too Hashem broke down the Torah to us in a way that shouldn't overwhelm it. The Magid Dvar V'Yakov is that Hashem broke down the Torah for us in a way that we could understand it, in a way that shouldn't overwhelm us. And therefore we should be able to understand the Torah and we shouldn't be overwhelmed with it. Just like the same Torah that Hashem did with the snow and the ice and the frost. That Hashem gave it in small pieces and little flurries and little ashes like pieces and crumbs. Even the hailstones, which is the come like crumbs, that they shouldn't destroy us. So too the Torah Hashem broke up for us as an atava that shouldn't overwhelm us.